Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
Good evening, sir. Yes, good evening. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Is that okay with you, sir?
Well, if you're looking for money, forget it.
No, sir, we're not asking for money or any donations. We're just conducting a survey, and we would like to include your opinion to it.
What's the survey about?
Well, this is actually about the present and global environmental and also about agriculture. Are you interested?
Well, I used to be a farmer.
Okay, so that's the reason why we're reaching out to you. Let me ask you, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Am I a, what did you say?
Are you a legal resident of the state
of
Minnesota?
Oh, yeah, I've lived here 93 years.
Okay, so you are 18 and up. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, on your own words?
The biggest issue?
Yes, sir.
Boy, I tell you. Money.
Money? So would that be economic, jobs, or what is it?
Well, it's... whatever you want to call it.
Well, the thing is that I cannot answer for you. I do have some options here for you, and I'll just record whatever you tell me, sir.
Okay.
So which one should I record for you?
Are you going to ask me a question or answer a question?
Well, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Taxes.
Taxes, thank you so much. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
The most environmental issue?
Yes, global.
Global is the air.
Air pollution, okay. Thank you so much. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I think it's the same thing.
Thank you so much. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how will you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, agriculture and farming. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just, fair, or a poor job?
The farmers, I think they're doing a good job.
Thank you. What about the electric utilities?
The electric facilities?
No, utilities.
Oh, utilities. Yeah, well, electric comes under utilities.
Yes. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just fair, or poor?
Well, I think they're doing a good job as far as, I mean, we have the, a big part of our life, electricity.
Okay. And what about refining?
Refining?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a couple of, when I lived up in Duluth over in Superior, they had a refinery.
Okay. Do you think they're doing good, excellent, just fair, or poor?
Well, I think they're doing good. We never had a problem with them.
Okay.
You know,
and what
about stuff in the air.
What about medical manufacturing?
Medical manufacturing.
Yes.
Well, I would hope there'd be more.
Okay, so are they doing an excellent job, a good job, just fair, or poor?
Well, I think they're doing a good job.
Okay, what about mining?
Mining?
Yes.
Well, the way we mine here in Minnesota, we aren't making a lot of smoke in the air.
So in your own words, you think they're doing a good job, excellent job, just fair, or poor?
I think they're doing a good job.
And the last one would be forest products.
What was that?
Forest products.
Oh, forest products.
You think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, I think they're cutting and they're planting, and so I think they're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Okay,
so how will you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups? do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one will be forest and timber industries. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just fair or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. What good about job. Minnesota Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
What was the selections again?
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. County land departments.
What was it, county?
Yes, county land departments. That is correct.
Good question.
Do you think they're doing an excellent job? Good, just fair, or poor?
Well, I don't. I haven't been involved in my lifetime of. So I don't know. I guess must be doing a good job. They're still around.
What about the environmental groups?
Well, you know, they're never going to make that right.
Okay. So which one should I record for you? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, I'd say they could be doing a good job.
And the last one would be U.S. Forest Service.
A good job.
Thank you so much. Now, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economic? Will you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
I think it's very important for all of up north, the companies that are up there. If we didn't have them, all them people up there would be gone.
Okay.
No, I think forestry is doing a good job.
Okay. How significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it will be a very significant role, somewhat significant, not so significant, or not at all?
Well, I can't see how they can get along without it. I think they do it, or they should continue the way they're doing it.
Okay, so will you think it's going to be a very significant role, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Well, I think it's going to be very significant.
Okay. Now, each year trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that they're more than harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than harvest?
Well, I used to own 80 acres of woods, and we harvest those trees in a 40-year period twice when we first got it, and then 40 years later we harvest again.
Okay, so do you think they're more, the same, or a fewer?
Well, I guess the same.
Same, okay. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was in 1970s?
Less than what was in 70.
Okay, so it's fewer than?
Fewer than.
Okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now in the future, or no?
Well, if they control it right, it could be continuous.
So which one should I record, a yes or a no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say it's a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Well, yeah, what do you have, positive, no impact?
Yeah, positive, no impact, and negative.
Well, it does have an effect, but I don't think it's a great effect myself, no.
So which one should I record for you? Positive, no impact, or negative?
No
impact.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or no?
Can you repeat that?
Yes. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or no?
Well, no, I think you got. I mean, I don't think Minnesota's harvesting is that great.
Okay. Now, do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area, or no?
Repeat that again.
Yes. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area, or no?
For wild areas, yeah, I think if they control it properly, they can harvest every year.
Okay, so which one should I record for you? A yes or a no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness and recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
Well, it's just like farming. It depends on the demand.
Okay, so which one should I record for you, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you.
Maybe
now,
no.
Do you, I'm sorry, so which one should I put? I mean, I only have yes or no.
If the wood harvesting is controlled properly and replaced properly and all those things, yes, we should be able to have them.
Okay. Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Generate electricity.
Yes. Yes or no?
Yes.
Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes?
I probably do. But I might not know.
Okay.
Depending on who's collecting it, what they're doing with it.
Okay. So which one should I record for you? A yes or no?
I don't have any money, if that's what you're looking for.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm not asking you for anything. No. So should I record yes or no?
Repeat that question again.
Yes. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
I used to, but I haven't in a few years.
No problem. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, and saw paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component of Minnesota state economic, a minor component, or you think it's fading component?
Well, it's a big component.
So it's major or just significant?
Well, I don't know when you say major.
I mean, that's the highest. The highest is major. A significant.
Yeah, I don't think it's the highest.
Okay, so I have significant, minor, and it's fading. Which one?
Significant. That's significant.
Now, this is the last part of the survey. I know your time is very valued. Thank you for helping me out tonight, sir. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, let me ask you, will you support or oppose the state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill this job? Will you support or oppose?
Well, I'd support it, but you I'm not going to send any money. I don't have any.
Okay, thank you.
I did own 80 acres of timber, and I had two different years. We cut 40 acres, sold it to up at Two Harbors.
Okay, thank you so much. So the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investments in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both numbers, the diversity and the workforce. The question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economics, forest and forest industries?
Well, I think it's somewhere between the two of them.
Okay, so which one should I record for you? Support or oppose?
Support.
Support. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producer and mills. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Will you support or oppose?
Support it.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support it.
The last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide.
Well, I support that.
Thank you. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have 2 years of college.
2 years of college. Okay. What is your age?
I'm 93.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe the community where you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Well, I live in North St. Paul, so...
Mm-hmm. So how would you call it? A large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban. Okay. Suburban.
Now, is your annual household income $25,000 to $74,999, $50,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $99,999, or is it more than $100,000?
Good grief. I'm retired.
Okay. So
first list you had would fit my...
$25,000. Thank you. Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or businesses? Is it a manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, educational governance, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired and homemaker, a student or not employed?
Retired.
Thank you. Now, the last question, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be a male or a female?
A male.
Thank you, sir. That was the last question of my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for helping me out. It means a lot to me and the company. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and you have yourself a blessed week, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.